أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are in the last part of the holy month of Ramadan. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah to accept our fasting and to make us be able to complete the remaining days of the month of Ramadan by fasting properly, as well as asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be able to pray Salatul Layl, to recite the Holy Quran, to do istighfar, to give iftar to those people who are not able to have their own meal. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us, insha'Allah ta'ala. Before I begin my lecture tonight, there are some brothers and sisters have asked the question concerning the person who can't fast because he's not well. Marid, aw maridha. If someone is not well, is not able to fast, what is the hukum of Sharia concerning this particular person? We find that the jawab is in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 184 of Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. It continues until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَى وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. Now, based on the part which says those who are, they can't take it. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ طَاقَ here means they don't have ability to fast. They don't have that energy because they are not well. These people, we have two groups here. Group number one, someone becomes ill in the days of the month of Ramadan and he can fast after he becomes okay. Now, that particular person, his case is not this one. His case is, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَى. Those who are not feeling well, maybe you have got a severe headache, you have fever, you are suffering from a disease which is just a short time. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا enters into this category. Or you are traveling. Now, because you are not feeling well or you are traveling, then after the month of Ramadan, what the Holy Quran says, when you are not feeling well, you can eat your medicines, you can drink water. Because you are not feeling well, you are traveling, you can eat, you can drink. After the month of Ramadan ends, you have to pay those days which you did not manage to fast because you are not well. You don't need to pay anything. It's because you are not well. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be aware, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. There's no fidya, there's no kafara because you are not well. Now, group number two is of those people, they have disease which is not curable. They have sickness which will not be cured. For example, people who have diseases like ulcers, for example, or they have severe pain which they cannot tolerate to stay without eating and drinking. Now, under this category, these are the people who will not be able to fast again or anymore. Under this category, you find people like old men, old women, who cannot stay without food. Now, this group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they can't, because they cannot fast, because they cannot be cured, they are exempted from fasting. So they will not fast. However, because they cannot fast, it doesn't mean that they will not pay anything. So these are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. These are the ones who are supposed to give fidya. Fidya is not kafara. There are two things here. One is fidya and another one is kafara. Kafara is penalty. Kafara is expiation. You pay because you broke a rule. Those who are not feeling well, they cannot fast, Allah will not punish them, so they don't need to pay any penalty. They need to pay what is known as fidya. Fidya is to feed one poor person per day, per meal. What you call in Arabic, wajba ta'am. So wajba ta'am, it could be lunch, it could be dinner. You feed one particular person per day. So what is wajba ta'am, for example, in America? How much do you spend for your meal? When I say meal, that good meal. You don't just go and say, I take bread and cheese, give someone to eat. No, wajba ta'am means the one which you sit down and enjoy. That's the one you give to the people who are masakin. The rule says you can either give one person each day of those days of the month of Ramadan which you don't fast. So if, for example, in this year, 2013, if the holy month of Ramadan will be 29 days, you give 29 meals. If it is 30 days, you give 30 meals. You can either give one person or you can give 30 people according to the month of the holy month of Ramadan. Or you can give, for example, 10, 10, 10. You can divide 6, 6. The way you want. You can feed this family and that family according to your choice. Islam doesn't interfere with you. And for this kafar, this fidya, you can either pay it in one go before the month of Ramadan, or you can pay it in the month of Ramadan, or you can pay it after the holy month of Ramadan. It's up to you to give to the families or the person here in this country if there are people who fall under the category of masakin. Or you can send the money back home, or you can send the money to anyone who can feed them. Islam says in the month of Ramadan, we need to share thawab. So if you cannot fast because of good reasons, don't say, well, Allah will forgive me. You have to give something to those who cannot. They fast, but they don't have iftar. Mu'mineen, masakin, fuqara, we need to take care of them. So this ruling is very important. Now, how much does it cost for one meal here, good meal? You say maybe $6, $10. That is the one which you need to give. However, if you want to add something on that, that is very good. So if you say $6 is for per meal, I will give 8. I will give 10. Fi sabilillah, qurbatan ilallahi ta'ala. Allah will reward you and bless you, insha'allahu ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If there are other questions concerning this particular issue, inshallah we'll discuss later. And as we have mentioned yesterday, tomorrow is Thursday, after Dua Komel, we'll have special session with ladies only. So ladies, tomorrow is your night after Dua Komel. If you have questions, you have anything, you can come here and we will discuss that, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. My topic tonight is about appreciating Allah's blessings. Appreciating Allah's ni'mah. Shukru an-ni'am. هذا هو موضوعي هذه الليلة. ولكن قبل أن نبدأ هذا الموضوع، أمس في حديثي حول الاستقامة، وكما ذكرنا قضية الاستقامة وهي قضية مهمة جدا، قرأت آية في سورة هود: واستقم كما أمرت. ولكن أنا أخطأت حقيقة في القراءة، والله يزيد بركات من نبهني في هذا الموضوع. والآية لا تقول واستقم، بل الآية فاستقم كما أمرت، وهي الآية 112 في سورة هود. Yesterday when I was talking about the issue of istiqama in my discussion, the way we say istiqama has got two meanings. Number one is steadfastness or straightforwardness. And we were discussing about this important aspect of our topic. When I quoted the ayah, I said, wastaqim kama umir. But alhamdulillah, one of our mu'minin brother corrected me and he said, no, the ayah actually is fastaqim. And actually, that is the correct. The ayah says, fastaqim kama umir. Stay firm the way you are ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is ayah number 112 in the Holy Quran. And this is the way, if we make mistakes somewhere, we need to correct ourselves, especially we, the followers of Ahlul Bayt. People are pointing fingers at us. If you make one mistake, then sometimes they say, well, that is the Quran of these guys, Shias. And actually they say things. They don't say that you are a human being, you have made a mistake. So we need to be very careful about these issues. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. About tonight's topic, appreciating Allah's ni'am, blessings, barakah. This is the topic tonight. We start the topic by quoting ayah which is in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah number 13, ayah 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have got Quran, you can look at this ayah. He says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَالٍ. والله هذه الآية مهمة جدا في قضايا التي تتعلق بالمجتمعات في هذه الدنيا. هذه الآية مهمة جدا. خلاصة الآية أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يغير أي شيء حتى نحن نغير أنفسنا، وهذا هو أساس التغيير في أي مجتمع كان. The ayah is in Surah Hud, very important ayah. When you look at those people who talk about changes within the communities, they will quote this ayah, which is ayah number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ. For each person, for each individual, you and me, there are angels in successions. There are angels who are taking care of us. There are angels who have been assigned for each individual, before and behind him. They guard him by command of Allah. Now, the first part of ayah is so important that don't think you and me in this world, we just go around and there are no angels which have been assigned for us. These angels are not Raqib and Atid, the one who are writing whatever good we do, they write it, whatever bad we do, they record it. No, these are other angels. The angels who have been assigned for us. According to some ulama, they say, sometimes you see a baby or a young boy or girl walking and it doesn't fall. What is happening there? It's because of these angels who are taking care there. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to happen to this particular young boy or girl, then he or she might fall. And sometimes we go around, we pass places, And then you ask yourself a question, how did I manage to pass here? They say it's because of these angels. So for each one of us, the angels have been signed, or have been assigned for each individual. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change a people's condition until they change their own condition, they change their own selves. Allah will not change any condition within any community until we as the community, we change within ourselves. So if we want to bring any changes, whether positive or negative, we cannot just say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change, bring us changes within ourselves through dua. We have to do something. Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when Allah intends evil to a people, there is no averting it. And besides him, there is no protector. If Allah wants to destroy us, if Allah wants to bring any calamity to us, there is no protector besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ayah 11 of surah number 13, surah Ar-Ra'd, it's very important. When we talk about blessings, ni'mah, we need to appreciate Allah's blessings. This ayah is very important, that sometimes Allah can give us each and every blessing, ni'mah, because of our attitudes, that ni'mah can be taken away. Sometimes Allah doesn't give us anything, but because of our du'as and because of our shukr, Allah can bring us each and everything. And when you look at the surah number 8, which is known as surah Al-Anfal, in ayah 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after talking about the story of Pharaoh and people of Fir'aun, he says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is because Allah has never changed and will never change the grace, the favor, the blessing, the ni'mah he has bestowed on any people until first they change that which is in their own souls. And verily, Allah is hearing, knowing. Now, sometimes you wonder, why when I started working, for example, I used to get money, everything was fine, and my life was so good, but now I don't have those blessings. You need to check at yourself. What wrong have you done? Don't just blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at yourself, look at your life, look the way you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his blessings. Maybe the problems are within yourselves. Change that and then you will see changes will come to you. And unfortunately, most of the time when we don't have anything, we become so good. You pray on time. You pray wajib. You will pray mustahab. You will fast those mustahabat sawm. And you will be good to your parents. And then when you have each and everything, you become slow. Salah, alarm, switch it off. This and that, you don't pay attention. You become stingy, miser, when you have each and everything. And then you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you more and more and more. Allah here says no. Ni'mah, he will not change it unless you change the ni'mah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change with whatever is happening to you. Now, al-ikhtiyar bi aydina, imma an nakuna min ibadillahi shakirin, aw nakun min ibadihi al-kafirin. Kafirina ma'anahu madha? Nakfuru ni'am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-ikhtiyar bi aydina, the way they say in English, the choice and the resultant deeds of a people bring about their inevitable misfortune and punishment. So that you are the driver. The steering is in your hands. The steering wheel You are the driver of your ni'mah. If you want Allah to give you more blessings and barakah, He will do that. However, you are the one who can decide your fate. And when you look at Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّ قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. Have you not seen those who have changed Allah's favor for kufra, for ungratefulness, and led their people to the abode of loss? Have you not come across those people who changed their ni'mah and they made it kufr? Kufranun ni'mah is when you don't appreciate Allah's blessings. He says when you see these people, you will feel sorry because loss will come to them. And it's because of this Allah says their punishment in Ayah 29 of the same surah, Ibrahim, surah number 14, Jahannama yaslawnaha wa bi'sal qarar. In hell, or into hell, they will burn there in an evil place to stay in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we need to be aware. If we have ni'mah, any ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has given us, we need to take care, we need to cherish that ni'mah. And that's why He says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As far as the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to appreciate it. You need to share it. You need to inform other people. Don't say, because I have ni'mah, I have blessing, I will be miser, bakhil, stingy, I will not share, I will not even reveal. Unfortunately, sometimes Shaytan, not only he takes us away from masjid, not only he forces us to do bad things, Shaytan sometimes can come to you to give waswas. When you have ni'mah, he wants you not to share with people, not to use that talent or blessing for the positive things. Sometimes you may find some people who are able to teach, for example, Islamic issues, but then because of waswas of Shaytan, one may say, well, I don't want to be seen as Maulana. I don't want to be seen as Akhund. I don't want to be seen as a Sheikh. So they keep quiet. And you have the ni'mah of education or ni'mah of that knowledge. Here, waswas of Shaytan comes to us. If it is ni'mah Allah has given it to you, share it with others. And especially knowledge, zakatul ilm, everything has got zakah. And zakah of knowledge is to spend it, meaning to teach it, to inform people. Similarly, if you are a well-to-do person, Allah has bestowed upon you whatever wealth you have, don't become stingy, share, because in your wealth, there is right of those people who don't have and those who are in need and those who ask. Looking at the same surah Ibrahim, ayah number 7, same surah number 14, ayah 7, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the conclusion of tonight's subject, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Whatever I have said, this is the conclusion. Ayah number 7, Surah 14. Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, and when your Lord made it known, if you are grateful, I would certainly give to you more. If you say shukran to Allah, Allah will give you more. What if it is the opposite? And He say, and if you are ungrateful, and if you do kufranun ni'mah, you don't appreciate Allah in His ni'mah, my chastisement is truly severe. My adab is shadid. Why shadid? It's because you don't share with people. In the Holy Quran, there is surah which is known as Surah Saba. Surah Saba is surah number 34 in the Holy Quran. It talks about the people of Sheba. Queen of Sheba, Bilqis, used to rule that land. Prophet Sulaiman and Hudhud, and the story it deals with those people of that particular area. People of Sheba or Saba, today they say it is around Yemen, that area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the people of Sheba every type of wealth they used to have. Every type of fruits they used to get from that particular area. They used to enjoy their life properly. Anyone who visits Sheba, he used to say, "Mashallah, there is no such a land like Sheba." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayah 15, he says, "Laqad kana li saba'in fi maskanihim ayah." Certainly there was a sign for Sheba or for people of Saba in their abode. Why? Because they used to have farms. They used to have all kind of harvest they used to harvest from their farms. But unfortunately, they rejected the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things which they used to do is israf. They didn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which has been given them. And they used to waste whatever Allah has given them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of a sudden, he changed their condition. In ayah 34 of the same surah, he says, "Fa'aradu." But they turn aside. The ni'mah of Allah, they change it. They did kufr to the blessings of Allah. Now when they neglected the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those farms which they used to cultivate and they used to have it, sweet fruits, everything which used to be cultivated became sour, became bitter. Imagine you are going to have your apple which was so sweet, you eat apple, is so bitter. You say, "Let me try the grapes," they are bitter. Watermelon, bitter. And everything was so, يعني كل شيء كان مرة حتى حياتهم كان حياة مريرة. لماذا؟ لأنهم غيروا وبدلوا نعمة الله إلى الكفر. So what are the lessons we are learning here? We need to be very careful. Very careful with any ni'mah which Allah has given you. We shouldn't neglect, we shouldn't do kufran of ni'mah. If Allah has given you parents, they are still alive, wallahi, that is the biggest ni'mah. You need to be closer to them. Be their servant. Listen to them. Follow their footsteps, so long as they don't command you to do that which is ma'asiyah. One companion of Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Muhammad. He did that particular problems and he went to Rasulullah. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have difficulties in my life. I pray to Allah, but I don't get my reward, my jawab. I ask you to pray for me." Rasulullah looked at him and he said, "No problem. But tell me, is your mom alive?" He said, "Unfortunately, my mom passed away 2 days ago." Rasulullah said, "I wish if your mom was alive." Why? Because if your mom would pray for you, your dua will be accepted. How many of us, we have our moms and we don't take care of them? How many of us, we have our moms, who, if they are far away from us, we don't call them? We don't find about their conditions. We don't help them until they ask us, "My son, my daughter, please, I need some money." The Holy Prophet says, never do that. Don't leave your mom or your dad to ask you. You fulfill their needs before they ask you. You know that story which is mentioned in the books of Ahadith, that three people went to the cave. They were traveling and all of a sudden there was a storm. They decided to go inside the cave. While they were there, the door of the cave closed and they started asking Allah for dua, tawassul. And each one of them said, "Okay, let us mention one good deed which we did. Maybe Allah will listen to us." And each one of them started saying, until the third one said, "Oh Allah, I ask you to open this door for us to go out, because one day I was called by mom and dad who were very old and they needed water. When I went to the kitchen to bring water, I came, they were already asleep. So I didn't know, shall I go or shall I wait? Maybe they will wake up and they need water. What can I do? And he was standing there until morning. Fajr came. The father woke up and the mother, and they said, "You, what are you doing here?" He said, "You wanted water, so I brought the water, but you are sleeping. I didn't want to go, so I said, let me wait for you." They said, "We pray for you. May Allah accept your dua." And he was a good son. Now he said, "Ya Allah, because of that good deed I did the other night, I ask you to open this cave." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that for them. If you have parents, that is the biggest ni'mah. Unfortunately, sometimes we have the tendency to be so good to our parents when they die. We cry a lot for them. Rabbana rabbi ighfirli wa liwalidayya warhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. We read this dua when they are dead. We need to be good when they are alive. That is what Islam says. So that is another ni'mah. If you parents, you have children, your children are ni'mah. Ni'mah which every parent who doesn't have children, they want to have those children which you have. You may not appreciate them. Maybe they cause trouble to you. But remember, that is the biggest ni'mah. You need to cherish it, take care of it. If you are married, you have husband or wife, that is a ni'mah too. Yes, sometimes there may be problems here and there, but talk to those people who are not married and listen to their stories. If you have good health, it is a ni'mah. Take care of that. Make sure you appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have job, work you do, you get salary, your wage is good, take care of that. It is ni'mah. And if you have food, don't waste it, because that is ni'mah. Now, Allah, in the month of Ramadan, how many mu'mineen, how many sadat, how many pious people, ulama, now in Syria, look at the condition. Some of them don't know even where they can get their iftar. Wallah, in Iraq, we know they are sadat, ashraf, they don't have iftar. In Iran too. In Africa, don't even mention. There are many people who have difficulties. We, when we sit down for our iftar, we need to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ni'mah. Talk about Pakistan, Afghanistan, many people don't know where their iftar will come from. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As far as for the blessing of Allah, we need to appreciate it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that inshallah. Being the night of Laylatul Qadr, and we hope that this is one of those Layal al-Qadr, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely to accept our du'as inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us appreciate all the ni'am which He has bestowed upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on our marhumin, our parents, and all mu'minina and mu'minat. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect our children. Ya Allah, we ask you to bless this center and accept the du'as of all mu'minina and mu'minat who are present here. Ya Allah, those who are not feeling well, cure them. Bi shafa'ati Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahiri. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة قبلها الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد